This is part two of topic eight, and the fourth factor of champions in competitions. It implies this: when tired, concentrate on a prepared plan. A psychological principle states, if the mind is kept sufficiently active and concentrated, performance capacity will be extended and the effects of fatigue or stress will be lessened. When an athlete concentrates on executing a competitive strategy, the recognition or appraisal of fatigue is inhibited. Champions have learned this concept. A saying in the sporting world is this: if you think about being tired, your body will agree. One way of not doing this is to concentrate on the process elements of a competition strategy. For an athlete, the implication is this: a good competition strategy includes the intention of concentrating on task relevant performance features for the entire contest. No attention should be paid to how tired or bad you feel. When you are fatigued, it is your responsibility to concentrate on doing the best standard of performance of which you are capable. That involves concentrating on technical and tactical execution, which is appropriate for the sequence of segments of each performance. Technical aspects should be emphasized, not the effort level of the performance. The fifth characteristic is always strive to perform your best, even though winning is not possible. There are often times when an athlete is not capable of producing a lifetime best performance. There are many reasons for this phenomenon, for example, the phase of training, alterations in technique, the level of accrued general fatigue, and the preparedness of other competitors giving them a decided advantage. Champions are exposed to such situations. If winning is not likely, champions still make any competition a contest to see if they can perform as well as they possibly can on that day. Some competitions are used for developmental purposes. New techniques, plays, or tactical strategies are attempted as part of a learning process. The importance of such competitions is not to win, but to implement the new features successfully and to a high standard. It is the successful performance of the new elements which is important, not winning or losing. The implication for an athlete is this: there is no value in performing a less than best competitive standard. Every time you practice an easy effort in competitions, it makes it easier to back off performing maximally in the next competition. With the development of an easing off attitude, it becomes increasingly difficult to produce a maximum performance. Your body and mind should only know one standard of competitive performance, namely your personal best. If that is achieved, then competitive performances will be consistently satisfying. The sixth characteristic is every competition should be seen as an opportunity for you to do better than you have done before. This champion characteristic echoes the main implication of the previous description. However, it adds one further element, the relationship between training and competing. When a competition is completed, it should be analyzed for two factors: what were the elements performed to a high standard and need not be changed, but should be maintained in future competitions? And the second factor, what elements need to be improved? If subsequent training focuses on improving these elements, then the next competition should be an improvement over the previous one because it will involve all the things done well previously and elements which have since improved. With this approach to competitive improvements and relating them to training content, progress in the sport should eventuate. For an athlete, the implication is that a large amount of your training should be spent on improving areas that are capable of beneficial change. There is little value in competing and training if improvements are not realized. Competitive self-improvements can be derived from physical and mental skills as well as improvements in the physically trained state. Since those three emphases are possible in training, there are many opportunities for self-improvement and little justification for predicting an unimproved performance. If competitive performances do not improve, it is very likely that training has been irrelevant for producing improvements. In such a situation, training needs to be altered. This completes part 2 of topic 8.